For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That text line is 913-586-7965. A lot of you will give us a lot of crap and say, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I want to hear your opinion. I love this show. You guys are a bunch of nerds. We've been called that already. That's fine.
We have been?
You don't remember that?
No. We're anything but nerds.
You two suck. This show will never work. It won't last a year.
Oh,
you guys are nerds. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see. They know he called us nerds.
Oh, I thought he called us nerds.
I thought he said jerks.
Losers.
That's losers.
That's, yeah, losers.
That's what it was.
Losers.
Yeah.
But no, this comes from Jordan Schultz. We talked about it before the break. We give it to you now. If you're just now in your car, happy Monday. Good morning. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Breaking news for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right. Breaking news. The Chiefs are expected to sign former Pro Bowl wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, per multiple sources. Juju reunites with Kansas City, who looks to add another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. So let's have a conversation. What does this mean? Now, sometimes my wit can take advantage of my brain. And the first two thoughts that came into my head are, does this mean one or the other? Does it mean one, Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore are both gone?
You have a better chance of making the roster, in my opinion, than Kadarius Toney.
Or does this mean that there's maybe some sort of information about a possible Rashee Rice suspension? Because let's just address the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes up are his knees shot. He can't play football. He's too worn. Right. It's over. It's not going to be the same for Juju Smith-Schuster.
New England let him walk out the door.
Well, again.
I mean,
let's just pump
who do they head. Have, right?
Right. So then you look at that, and then you think of the other questions. So the first two questions come to my head are, is Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney gone? And or is there some sort of information of a Rashee Rice suspension? Because I don't know if you guys were in the same boat here on Friday after we left the show and they started just like announcing suspensions for the league.
Oh, I missed that.
I was scrolling down Schefter's announcement. I'm like, All right, there's no Rice. There's no Rice. There's no Rice. There's no Rice. Okay, we're good. But now this information comes out that the Chiefs are planning to bring back Juju Smith-Schuster to the roster.
So let me ask you this, though. You're looking at the suspensions. The legal process hasn't played itself out yet. Like, so I just don't think that's a situation that's on the table right now with Rashee Rice. I think what we're looking at in this type of situation may mean like Patrick wants somebody he feels kind of comfortable with, right? Mm-hmm. And he feels comfortable and can rely on Juju Smith-Schuster. And I think ultimately, guys, that's what it comes down to for me, because we saw last year Patrick Mahomes have to play football with wide receivers that he could not count on. It broke him, right? Like, defenses couldn't break Patrick Mahomes in this league. Mm. Kadarius Toney broke Patrick Mahomes, like literally broke Patrick Mahomes last year. Okay. And so I think when you're looking at your quarterback, he probably went, hey, I'm taking less money to keep the best team possible together. I need wide receivers that I can rely on. I need dudes that I can turn to in tough situations and throw them the football. Sammy Watkins was that guy. Juju Smith-Schuster was definitely that guy as well in those situations. That veteran guy that you can look at, you can turn to, you can focus on. It's 3rd and 8. It's a big situation. Yes. You know that Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be there for you, right? Like, you know Rashee Rice. You know Travis Kelce. After that, you don't really know who's going to be there, who's going to be that reliable guy. Maybe it is Watson in that situation.
Yes!
But I think in this case, like, again, as we've talked about since training camp has started, this is not a season where the Chiefs just want to win the Super Bowl. This is a season where they want to destroy you, kick you in the teeth, leave you for dead. And that's what they're trying to do. Does Juju Smith-Schuster help you leave everybody else for dead? Well, it gives you another reliable receiver that the quarterback has confidence in. And I think that's very important at this point in time. We need to lose the wide receivers that the quarterback does not have confidence in because they're just taking up a roster spot. And if this means moving somebody out like Kadarius Toney or maybe Sky Moore at this point in time, I don't know. But like having somebody on the roster that has a good relationship with the quarterback and the quarterback knows he can rely on is very, very important.
And people are like, well, he doesn't, you know, his knee's hurt. He can't really run anymore. We have athletes on this team. We have guys who can break over the top and get those long balls. We have guys who can beat with speed. Juju's a route runner. He actually has a route tree. He knows the timing with Mahomes. This is a veteran wide receiver, something that this team does not have. I can tell you the six receivers that are making this roster for sure. It's really about the seventh. It's Rice. It's Brown. It's Worthy. It's
Watson. Yes.
It's Juju. It's Hardman. And now it's the seventh. If you're keeping a seventh, these are either Remigio or Sky. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Or somebody's going to be traded too. I mean, there is the possibility of trying to work out a trade. Are you looking at the top text?
No.
I think there is a possibility.
So Cornell Powell isn't getting elevated. Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah.
okay. Happy Monday, Bob. come on.
So maybe there's a trade that you work at. Like to me, and I could be completely wrong about this.
Right.
I don't know that you just cut Sky Moore. Like, I think maybe you could trade Sky Moore. I think you do cut Kadarius Toney. I don't think there's much of a trade market available for him. But Sky Moore on a very affordable contract going into year three, I got to think there's some sort of trade value there, whether it's getting a sixth round draft pick back or something like that. Like, of all those wide receivers that you kind of just mentioned, I just don't know that anybody has trade value outside of Sky Moore. And it may not be a whole heck of a lot of trade value, but at least you get something back for Sky Moore as opposed to just coming like Kadarius Toney to me has no trade value. Now watch, they trade Kadarius Toney and they take Sky Moore. I'm totally wrong about that. But
that's life.
You know, and if I'm wrong, who cares, right?
Right.
Like in my opinion, again, it's an opinion-based show. In my opinion, Kadarius Toney has no trade value. In my opinion, Sky Moore does. And maybe I'm blinded by Sky because he was a draft pick, a second round pick going into year three, very affordable contract. Like I just feel like he has some trade value out there. So it's going to be interesting in the next 24 hours to see, next 12 hours, next 10 hours, whatever it is, to see what's going to happen, you know, with this wide receiver room, because all of a sudden that wide receiver position just got very interesting. And then don't forget when Hollywood Brown comes back in a couple of weeks, and you got to make another move at that wide receiver spot. So maybe he comes in for a couple of weeks just till Hollywood Brown's around to buy you some. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. The good news is, and the fun thing is, there are so many options, and we can talk about all of them. It could take up 4 hours.
And Justin Ross out now. I'd still take Ross over Juju. Justin Ross deserves to make the team.
Yeah, he's the camp MVP every year.
Every year, yeah.
Spot track, the Chiefs are likely getting Juju Smith-Schuster at his veteran minimum.
Well, no kidding.
$1.21 million for 2024.
Well, they're likely going to get him for the veteran. Oh, you think? Mm-hmm. No, they're giving him $10 million to come here.
That's what New England did.
The plug and the play.
Yeah.
And the Patriots will they'll be off the $7 million. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that when you look at this sort of information, of course, the breaking news that came out earlier that we just said is that the Chiefs are going to be signing Juju Smith-Schuster per multiple sources. I mean, if you go to anything, it's there. We already knew it was coming, but that's nor here nor there because Jordan Schultz just tweeted it out. And then everybody else, Diane Orsini, Adam Schefter, he's just really to go. But no, Juju Smith-Schuster will be on this roster, and the only thing that I can try to think about is what does that mean for other people?
Yeah.
you have said the legal process, no Rashee Rice suspension.
I think this has nothing to do with Rashee Rice.
I just bring.
I just think it's moving out unreliable folks and bringing in somebody that the quarterback can rely on. Because if I know Patrick Mahomes, and I think I have an idea the way that he operates, I guarantee you, he went, don't ever let this happen again. I need wide receivers that I can count on. Don't give me somebody who doesn't know how to line up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, all right, we got to make our quarterback happy.
Yeah, he's not asking for the greatest show on turf, just someone who knows the plays.
Well,
just,
yeah, someone who doesn't put you in a bad situation. Kadarius Toney put you, they have two more wins last year without Kadarius Toney.
Breaking news here on 96.5 The Fan. The Chiefs are bringing back Juju Smith-Schuster for this year's run at the three-peat. It just brings up the question. We can do this the rest of the day. We will have Vern on the other side, though, so we'll talk a little Royals baseball. But one thing that's interesting, what does this mean for Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney? Maybe you can have a little bit of a Rashee Rice conversation as well. I mean, we don't know anything. Obviously, everything has to go through the legal process sort of thing. But again, makes me kind of, you know, kind of interested to see what this means, because what
I got tomorrow, some more information on why they brought him back.
We'll get into that as well. Plus, you have the big big cut day that somebody in the text line said, cannot wait for cuts. I can't wait for cuts on the golf course. This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Mac, Bob, Dusty, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
The sexiest voice to ever hit the airwaves of 96.5 The Fan will join us in about 12 minutes. Josh Verner, our Royals insider, as he gears up for the biggest series of his season. I'm sure he's juiced up.
But oh, I bet he is, right?
Oh, I guarantee it. Speaking of juiced up, the Chiefs have announced, or they haven't announced, but you know, all Juju's sources confirm that Juju Smith-Schuster is back on this team. He is going to be on this roster, which means somebody is not going to be when they cut officially the roster down tomorrow. Bob, you had teased here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, that you had a reasoning as to why Juju is on this team.
Yeah, I just talked to a source, and really, he just wanted to come back to Kansas City, right? Like, he was done in New England. It was over. They wanted him, you know, out in New England. Chiefs are paying the minimum of his salary, so it doesn't cost them any money. The Patriots have to pick up the rest, you know, of that thing, but he just really wanted to come back, and he's not that far removed from having a big year, right, for Kansas City 2 years ago. He had a big, big role for Kansas City and was a big time player and a reliable receiver, really wanted to be back in Kansas City. And so they went out there and said, sure, it's going to cost us what? The league minimum to bring you back? Sure. It's a reliable wide receiver for Patrick. Sure. We'll go out there and bring him in. And they're looking at him as kind of a valuable experience, kind of rotational type of player. I mean, I wouldn't go out and draft Juju Smith-Schuster on my fantasy team right now, but that's why I view sports a lot different than the fantasy world in which we live in. It's like, does this make the Chiefs better? And in my opinion, yes, it does. Anytime you can add a veteran, valuable type of wide receiver into your rotation, and the quarterback has a relationship with him and trusts him and values him, then there you go. From the 816, did you hear rumors of Juju?
I don't think it's rumors anymore. I thought his knees were shot. How can he pass a physical?
Anybody can pass any physical if the team wants you to.
Mm. That also, according to sources.
It's just like, no, what about the salary cap? Anybody can fit under the salary cap if they want to keep you.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Also, oh, he was injured last year. So do you think maybe it's because he was also on the bottom three NFL team last year that sucked, that didn't have a quarterback thrown? Do you think it's any indication maybe of that as well? Maybe that was a factor? No, he's just completely trash now. Okay, gotcha.
The other thing that, so the three things that kind of pop out in my head is, what does this mean for Toney and Sky? Are they officially going
to
be gone?
I think Tony's gone. Okay. The Sky Moore one is now a little bit more intriguing to me. I don't know what it means for him.
The other one that has to merit the thought is, do they have some sort of idea that maybe there's a suspension looming? I'm just throwing that on the table because we're raw reacting to this, which is fine. That can be your opinion. I don't know. And then the other thing is that it's like the Chiefs don't ever bring back former players, right? Like, everyone was like, Justin Houston's a free agent. Go get him. kick the tires, man.
I don't know that it ended well with Justin Houston.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, you normally don't see this sort of thing in the Chiefs sort of, process of what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a good point, Bob, which is last year we saw how frustrated Patrick Mahomes got.
Right.
I mean, hell, two games were cost by one guy. The Buffalo Bills game lined up off sides. I understand there was still some time left in the game. Buffalo could have done whatever, but that play that was made and how it happened, the life was just taken away from Buffalo. I was at that game. Mm-hmm. I understood what the crowd reaction was when it happened and when they decided to say that it was offsides by Juju Smith-Schuster.
We've talked about all training camp long.
Right.
They don't want to deal with that anymore.
No.
They're done with that.
And when you go for a three-peat, everything has to be polished, perfected, and performed
right
to the way that you have to do it at your highest level. You're looking at, when we talk about the Royals, and we'll talk to Vernier about this, on their roll to the playoffs, when the Royals make mistakes, they're simply out of the game because they're not quite good enough at the time right now or yet to take advantage of those self-inflicted wounds. The Chiefs barely figured it out at the right time last year when they said, you know what? We have six receivers on our roster, and we can only throw to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs really want this three-peat. They want to make history. Patrick Mahomes had a good rapport with Juju Smith-Schuster. I understand the text line, and people on Twitter and my Instagram feed are like, well, what about his knees, our text group? His knees are shot. Well, he's had a year off. The Chiefs aren't kicking the tires with him if they think that he's this washed. And if they think that he's not washed or he's not injured, why would they bring him back to a roster that's looking for perfection?
I think we're also maybe just overanalyzing this a little bit. They brought him back because they feel like he still has something left in the tank. He works well with the quarterbacks. He's a reliable rotational piece. And here we go. Is he better than Kadarius Toney?
Yes.
Is he better than Sky Moore?
Yes.
Is it making your wide receiver room better?
Yes.
In a year where you want to go out and crush the competition and leave them for dead? Like, that's why we're doing this. I mean, this is on the surface like a mid type of move. Like, it's not that big a deal, right? It's kind of like, you know, an average cheeseburger. You're like, eh, okay, but you know, it's fine. It's going to give you something. It's going to fill you up. You're going to make your dinner happy and your belly full and whatnot. That's kind of where we are with Juju Smith-Schuster. He makes you better than you were. And in a season where everything is geared towards crushing the opponent, don't you want to make every position group better than it was? And Juju Smith-Schuster is so much more reliable than what Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore brought to the party. And again, I just don't think they want to leave Patrick Mahomes out there without somebody that he can always rely upon. And Juju's that guy.
I think you're right. I think we're complicating this too much. Two years ago, he was the number one wide receiver on a Super Bowl winning team right here in Kansas City. Now he's going to be what? Our fifth wide receiver? And this is a guy who knows the playbook, who knows Mahomes, who on third and six next to Rice and whoever you got out there, Worthy, Brown. This is a guy who can like run a really good timing route with Patrick and gain us 6 yards on any given time and any given down.
Yeah,
this is easy. And also, as far as the wide receiver room and the clarity is concerned there, I felt like we knew five receivers and then six and seven were question marks. Now we know six, and then the question is, are we keeping seven?
Yeah.
Are the Chiefs keeping seven receivers?
And I think also, too, you're right about, like, sometimes we just want to overanalyze stuff when the answer is pretty clear. It just makes you better.
Yes.
And it makes you more reliable than other guys on this roster. I do like this from the 785. Anytime somebody uses the term trot him out, I laugh and I think it's good. Trot him out there on third down to move the chains. Exactly.
Yes.
It's exactly what it is. 100%. Nailed it.
And I think that's right what Max says. Like, we're not in here having Juju Smith-Schuster come to this team and try to get 900 receiving yards again. 350, 400, big first down
plays.
Be
there when Patrick needs you.
Third and four, inside, outside route. Boom, catch,
exactly.
Out of bounds. All right,
right,
we'll see you back on the field in the next third and four.
Yeah.
Because then guess what happens? People start leaning towards that side. Oh, is that a fake? Is that Kelce over the middle for 15? Look, I'm not trying to say that he's going to come in here and, you know, split the atom or anything like that or be like a number one wide receiver. That's not what he's supposed to be. I think the number one concern we see on X is that people are like, does this mean Rashee Rice is getting suspended? And that's the only thing that we keep seeing, that I keep seeing
right
as a reoccurring
offense. And I'm here to tell you, no, there's no conversation right now about Rashee Rice getting suspended. Again, the court date's not till like December 8th or 9th.
Yeah.
And so we've got a long time to go. This is not, again, overanalyzation. It just makes you better. It improves your wide receiver position. It does. It just improves your wide receiver position.
It gives you a guy they can fit. It lets you know that Binkley is on the text line on my phone. They can also put him on the practice squad because six veteran players can be put on the practice squad. Jay Binkley will join us Wednesday as we dive into college football coming up here shortly.
Yeah, I don't know that he's a practice squad guy. Like, if you want to have somebody on your practice squad, well, then Sky Moore can be on your practice squad. If you want to cut Sky Moore and bring him back to your practice squad, that's something you could do. Kadarius Toney, same way. But I really do think at this point in time, this is more of a tip of the cap to the quarterback and removing more anxiety from his offense that he saw last year. Like, if you're Mahomes, and I know, look, these guys are athletes, they move on. How could you possibly go out there on a game day and see Kadarius Toney out there and not think to yourself, he's going to screw this up? And so now you're playing with 10 instead of playing with 11 because the quarterback's not even going to acknowledge you out there. You got to have people that your quarterback and the rest of your team can rely on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the biggest thing about this is that two guys aren't making this roster that maybe at the start of the year they thought were going to make the roster. The second tier is that there has to be, because I'm human, a little bit of worrisome about Rashee Rice. And then the third one is this team is hell-bent on winning a three-peat, and the best way you do that is get guys that the guy that throws the ball to, who's your most valuable player in this team, who's the best player in the entire NFL, give him guys that he knows will be at a spot at a certain time and will catch the damn ball.
Absolutely. And catch it. And catch it and not drop it. That's the other thing. It's not just run the right routes. It's utilize your hands and catch that football. And one of the worst sayings I hate, one of the worst cliches is, and we hear it a lot more now than ever before, we just got to get 1% better. Every day we got to get 1% better. Like, it is so ridiculously bad. But did they get 1% better today by signing Juju Smith-Schuster? Yeah, they did. Did you make your life easier for your quarterback today? Yeah, you did. So I think there's the text line, lot of overanalyzation on what's gone on with Juju Smith-Schuster. It's simply you got better by signing Juju Smith-Schuster. You got more reliable by signing Juju Smith-Schuster. That's all it's about.
Yeah, I'm excited to have Juju back. I really am. And, you know, I think the text line's pretty upset. You know, you guys think we have a lot of depth at wide receiver that we just don't have. You know,
I say that again.
You guys think we have some crazy depth that we don't have at wide receiver.
Nobody's saying we crazy depth.
We don't say that.
That's why they signed Juju Smith-Schuster.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Who is good depth.
Yeah. He's going to be a veteran rotational piece.
This is what you say with Sky Moore, Bob. You know, we think poorly of him because of the second round pick. It's so hard to just think, oh, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we think about him, bust. You know, he's a first round pick. He's actually a decent football player. Juju is thought about, you know, as he was on Pittsburgh, maybe even a little bit with Kansas City, as this number one, really great number two. Mm-hmm. He's not that anymore.
No, God, no. He's not. That's why your expectations have to change.
Yes.
If he catches two balls per game and it moves the sticks, perfect.
You know who doesn't line up offsides ever? Juju Smith-Schuster. You know who catches that ball against Detroit last year in week one?
Juju
Smith-Schuster. Yeah. So I can hear all the conversations about, well, his knee, blah, 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 yeah, this and that. It's like, yeah, well, Sammy Watkins was also always injury-plagued, but guess what? He showed up when it mattered. Showed up in the Tennessee Titans game. A lot of people think that's one of the more underrated catches to kind of solidify that game. Look, again, I think it goes back to a lot of points you've made, a lot of points Max made, and a few that I brought up. Yes, there's a question about Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. Yes, you can have your question about Rashee Rice. The other thing you have to understand is that he's not here to be a 850-yard wide receiver. That's not his game.
But that's the world a lot of people live in, right? Like, you're supposed to have 1,000 yards. If he has, like Max said, 350 to 400 and a couple of touchdowns, and he makes plays when you need him to make plays, and he's available when you need him to be available, that's why he's coming in. Again, he's looked at as a veteran rotational player. That's it. No more.
Speaking of a veteran and somebody who's way more than a rotational player, we go to my best friend and one of the guys that I truly love with my life, Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Big Vern, how are you on this big Monday for your boys in blue?
Just getting 1% better day by day.
Hey, see radio, do radio,
right?
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
Vern,
you know what I found interesting, real quick, is the voice that Mac just gave the text line. I think we all have a voice that we give the text line. Dusty, when you read the text line, what does it sound like?
Juju raises out wide receiver group floor potential.
Fesco?
Kind of similar, but usually it's more angry.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they're not going with this guy, you know.
I read it with my teeth clenched.
Yes.
Like you're petting a really cute dog.
If they run Chris Stratton out there one more time.
Yeah.
Vern,
anybody complaining about Juju doesn't know ball from the 816. Like, yeah, that's how you read it. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love Kansas City. Let's go.
Vern almost lost his breath laughing.
Damn it, Vern. This damn series against Cleveland don't get no bigger than this. You got Cole Reagans on the mound. What does Vern want to see today in this first matchup?
Everything starts with Cole Reagans. You can't talk about the doubleheader or this series or this road trip or the Riptide without a strong performance from Cole Reagans starting up in a few hours from now. Because if you don't get six solid frames from Cole Reagans, where are you turning? Are you asking Vinny and Bobby and Salvi to carry you to victory? Are you really looking at that? I mean, how many outs can Lucas Ursa get? Cole Reagans has to set the tone for this entire road trip, for the rest of the Riptide, and really from here on out. I mean, I said it going into yesterday's game. If Seth Lugo doesn't give you six, I have a very tough time imagining the Royals walking away with a victory. Listen, I understand we're 130 games in, and he's a vet, and Salvi's a vet, and Waka's a vet, and they're all grinding. I mean, Bobby's grinding, I'm sure. The guy's played in every single game so far this season. But, you know, I go back to what Bob was saying all offseason. You know what? Last year doesn't matter. Why can't this team win the division? And while myself and many other would be like, okay, yeah, Bob, that's nice. But no. And here we are, 130 games in. Nothing has made sense about this season.
No.
Going from 106 losses to on pace for 90 wins. Why start being realistic now? Why lower expectations now? You're here because your rotation has been unbelievable. You're here because Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby have come through in clutch spots as often as anybody in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to expect something less in the final 32 games. Even if that sounds unrealistic, that I need Reagans and Bobby and them to be perfect, well, they've been perfect so far. I need them to hold on for another month.
From the text line, Vern, as we were talking about that, I do like this question from the 816. Can Juju replace Will Smith, Vern?
Yeah, you know what? Possibly. Because I heard you mention it earlier, talking about Will Smith. You know, I only want to see him in mop-up duty moving forward. Yeah, I'm with you, but that's what the role was yesterday. That's what Chris Stratton was supposed to do 2 days ago, and they don't mop. They just knock the bucket over and make a bigger mess. They're not even doing that right now, Bob. I mean, it pains me to say, because these guys next to John Sherman and this front office – what they did in spring training and what they've done throughout the season to keep this clubhouse light, calm, collected, focused, feeling as if we're going to win on a daily basis, man, you can't minimize the impact of Will Smith and Chris Stratton. But it's September now. It's not about feelings anymore. I hope that they show up sometime soon and say, hey, man, my back's barking.
Right.
So you can just put them on the IL. But if they don't do that, I just don't see how much longer they can really stay on this team, because they serve, respectfully, they serve no purpose.
So you're equating, and this is where the generational gap on this show is going to be tested here for a second, Vern. You're saying Will Smith is essentially Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live doing Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Just okay. Falling over the podium, tripping over the flag, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. See, I don't want to call him a buffoon, because that's what Chevy Chase was. I don't want to call Will Smith or Chris Stratton buffoons, but here's your task, and they're unable to do it. And it's the simplest, for a big league pitcher, it's the simplest task there is. They can't do it. I don't see where they fit in.
Yeah, so that's the question now for me, is like you're getting down to nut cutting time, right? You've got your best pitcher pitching today. You got Alec Marsh, obviously, is the guy called up pitching in the second game today. How would you manage this pitching? Because I even suggested earlier, and I don't know if it's the right answer or not, like when you have an off day, just continue on your rotation. Like if that happens to be Lugo's day to pitch on a Thursday and it's an off day, I wouldn't move him to Friday. I just pick up on Friday with who was supposed to pitch on Friday if you had a game, you know, on that Thursday to kind of preserve Lugo a little bit. How would you do that moving forward?
I would if he acknowledges that he needs that break. But you listen to Lugo after the game yesterday. He says, nah, I feel 100%. There's no fatigue whatsoever. Now, it was a billion degrees out there, so that, you know, lends itself to maybe tiring at the end. But, you know, Lugo didn't meet his standard yesterday, but also the defense behind him. Once again, you know, this series against Philly was awfully similar to the Boston series, to the two series losses at Target Field. And, you know, for as much as Cole Reagans is the beginning and end of everything moving forward, starting today, if that defense and base running doesn't get cleaned up, this team has no chance of beating Cleveland, right? I mean, we can't look to the bullpen and say, lead us. We can't look to anyone in this lineup outside of Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi and say, lead us. If the Royals are going to win, it's going to be starting pitching, better defense, and better base running. Dyrone Blanco can't make the third out at third base and take the bat out of Bobby Witt Jr.'s hands. We can't have pop-ups falling between the right fielder and the second baseman. Pass balls. Bobby not making plays that he's made most of the season. So, yeah, for as much as you know, this guy is blowing past his career high in innings pitched, Seth Lugo wasn't bad yesterday. Now, he wasn't great. He didn't meet his all-star standard. But if the defense makes plays that they know they should make, Seth Lugo, in my opinion, gives you a quality start yesterday. And we're talking about how the defense or the offense would have been the conversation as they go 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. No, I wouldn't do that. If Lugo says, I'm good, I'm not feeling fatigue, you probably don't have anybody better than a Seth Lugo that says, I'm ready to go. For as good as Michael Wacha's been, for as outstanding as Cole Reagans has been, Seth Lugo's right there. So if he says he's good, I put him out there and I just ask my defense and my base running and what has led me to 14 games above 500, I ask them to clean it up and help the guy out.
So this is the final question before you get to your fantastic baseball card game, Vern. Yes. We talked last week about how Blanco had that big series in Cincinnati and how Cotrero had just kind of played the matchups. Now with Hunter Renfro out on the IL, we'll see more Blanco, or is there another name that maybe we could pay attention to that might also have some sort of play in this sort of situation with Hunter Renfro being out?
Yeah, the guy they brought up, Tyler Gentry, a 25-year-old that to me seems like a poor man's Hunter Renfro, maybe a 4A Hunter Renfro. We'll see if he's in the lineup. Well, he'll certainly be in the lineup for one of the two games. As coming up, Logan Allen. So you're going to be seeing lefties really in both the day game and the night game. So I would imagine Tyler Gentry finds himself in the lineup for one of them. Dyrone Blanco for the other. Neither one of those guys really instill a lot of confidence for any sort of offensive impact, right? Dyrone makes the impact on the base paths. We'll see what Tyler Gentry can do. Maybe he can prove me wrong. Maybe he's more than a 4A Hunter Renfro. But no, offense, man, it's, again, it sounds silly, but we have 130 games of evidence. I'm not going to sit around and cross my fingers and hope that this offense turns into something that it's not.
Right.
What it is a boom or bust offense that must get boom from Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. You hope that MJ and Fermin or Michael or someone else steps up on a day in, day out. You know, every once in a while you get a big day from a Paul DeJong. But Bobby, Vinny, Salvi must lead the way. And, you know, if Dyrone or Tyler Gentry want to pitch in, that would be very much appreciated.
It would be, yeah. And Gentry's major league debut yesterday, pop up on the first pitch.
I was like,
God, that guy, you could just see how, like, excited maybe is the word I want to use to
sure.
get out there and do that thing. Like, and then first pitch popped it right up. I'm like, well, that didn't
Can you
well.
Imagine if he doesn't get another AB? He will, but could
yes.
you imagine, I mean, the rest of your life, you have to think about that one pitch that you could have let go and enjoyed your time in the show a little bit more, but no, he's up there hacking.
Hacking away, man. First pitch, pop up. I'm like, ah, oh, that's a terrible major league debut.
At least he went to the other field. He didn't punch out in that big spot like Freddie Freeman. That's what they did yesterday. In spots where you cannot punch out, they punched out way too often.
They did yesterday, I thought. And really, not taking advantage of Alec Bohm running off the field, in the first inning, like that was an opportunity. I said to Jen, I said, they blew it. An opportunity there,
you had the feeling, didn't you? Right there.
You did too, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Mike, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yep.
Two on, nobody out.
Yep.
Vinny goes down looking, and then they give you a free out, and you still don't take advantage of it. Yeah, you were chasing that for the rest of the day.
The rest of the day. All right, let's play a little baseball card game, Vern. I got an 89 upper deck.
Ooh.
Featuring somebody named Ken Griff. No. Dave Stapleton.
Dave Stapleton, not Chris Stapleton.
That's right.
No idea. Astros.
Milwaukee.
Outfielder.
The Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers is Algonquin for the good life. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, Alice Cooper taught me that.
Uh-huh. I got a scorecard from 19... it's 89 as well. Somebody named Jody Reed.
Oh, I know that card. I want to say Boston Red Sox.
You nailed it, my friend.
Yeah. Yep. I know that card. I have that whole set of those score 89.
Yeah, and I got another score 88 featuring Eric Plunk.
Ooh, Eric Plunk. Bifocals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let's say he bounced around. I'm going to say he's with the Padres.
Nah, this one he's with Oakland.
Damn. All right. Yeah. I got one. Well, it's 333.
Yeah, you're one for three. That's good. Yeah.
You have a damn good pregame show at 11 o'clock, Fern. So we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully we're having a little bit more of a winning streak that time of year. But, Vern, as always, we love you and have a good pre- and postgame show two times today.
Dusty, I love you too, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Fesco, Dusty, Mac, this is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan on a Monday. It's starting to look gorgeous. That golf course is calling my name.
Yeah, hot.
Woo!
Hot out there today.
Hot Monday. It is Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you, boys and girls. In case you've missed it, this is why we're your home for Kansas City sports here on 96.5 The Fan. Juju Smith-Schuster has officially, or is expected, I guess you could say, we'll just call it officially.
He's done. Yeah, it's signed.
I thought Kling made a good point on Twitter as well. Be sure to look for the check marks and the actual spelling of the names this time of year, because this came from Jordan Schultz, the actual Jordan Schultz, or at Schultz underscore report. Juju Smith-Schuster and the Chiefs expect to be signing with each other. He reunites with Kansas City and looks to add another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. Boy, this has been something very fun to watch develop as everybody becomes a general manager within 5 minutes.
Oh, it's really overanalyzation of this. We talked about an hour ago why they signed him. My source is telling me it's a simple veteran move. It's not, I mean, like the overanalyzation of what this means for Hollywood Brown's injury. Stop thinking about that. What this means for the Rashi Rice suspension. Stop thinking about that. What this means for Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. Well, obviously they were borderline guys to begin with. And so you had an opportunity to give your $50 million quarterback, the star of the NFL, a reliable wide receiver and remove the anxiety that guys are going to be dropping the ball all over the field. You go ahead and do that. And that's why this move was made. It's literally not predicated on anything else. And I know that, you know, for the next, I don't know, I guess 12 hours or so, probably in Kansas City, everybody's going to be trying to figure out why this was made and what this really means. And ultimately what this really means is you had an opportunity to get a guy that you can count on. That's not going to drop the ball. That's not going to line up offsides. It's going to be there on third and five for you to pick up a first down. You go out and you get that guy. And that's all that it matters. That's all the reason why they signed Juju Smith-Schuster. It has nothing to do with anything else other than going out there and getting Patrick Mahomes a reliable wide receiver that he's worked with in the past, that he knows he can count on, and knows is going to be there when he needs him the most. That's why Juju Smith-Schuster is part of this team.
He's a known, right?
Yeah.
On a amongst a bunch of wide receivers who frankly just aren't knowns. I mean, we love Rashee Rice. We're extremely excited about him. We all think he's going to elevate, but at the end of the day, he's a second-year player who had eight great games, right? Hollywood Brown is a guy who has never played a full season, but once, really never lived up to the name, but we're really excited about the potential, the maybes. Xavier Worthy, yeah, he runs a 4.22. He's a rookie. We don't know. You know, Watson, we'll see.
Watson,
you know,
yes!
And then it's getting to Sky Moore. You get to Ramiz. You get to a bunch of potentials, a bunch of unknowns. Juju is a guy who can firmly say, yeah, we know on 3rd and 6, we've seen it a million times. Him and Mahomes connect when it matters. And that's the one guy on this roster that really we know can do that, other than maybe Rice.
Well, and you mentioned, like, Ramizio. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
who's he? You know, yeah. Like, so you got an opportunity to add a veteran guy that the quarterback trusts. You've got to add that guy. This is all about making life as easy and as seamless as possible for Patrick Mahomes.
I was talking to the two guys that do the show from 10 to 2 or
10
today,
to 11.
10 to 11. And Cody, to his credit, made a good point, because I was talking about this earlier Friday when they were announcing all the suspensions, and you just saw Schefter saying, like, so-and-so has been suspended 6 games. So-and-so suspended 4 games. And I was going through looking for the Rashee Rice thing. Cody did his due diligence and his homework. All those suspensions had a court case and a lawsuit that had been put in. Rashee Rice, so the people that are like, oh, this seems like this could be something for Rashee, is he's now trending in Kansas City Twitter. Still, again, no court case, not till December 9th. And there hasn't been any sort of, you know, declaration towards what he did.
What if we get to December 9th and they drop the charges, which is very possible, as we've seen in this world, right?
Even if he does get charged with something, they have to wait for the next season to do it, because if they try to suspend him in January,
well, they're not going to suspend him for the playoffs.
The Chiefs would protest.
Yeah, in the midst of a three, they're not going to do that.
Right.
So let's just look at the facts here. Mm-hmm. They have the court date December 9th. Mm-hmm. What if they get to court and the state drops all charges against Rashee Rice because they don't have enough evidence or whatever, or they settle or something, whatever happens, right? And he's already been suspended and served the suspension by the NFL, but the legal process clears him of everything.
Then what?
So you can't make that decision if you're, I mean, you could, because you're the NFL, you're the league, you employ players, you can do whatever you want, but it just doesn't set a good precedent by saying, we're going to suspend you, even though the legal process hasn't played its way out yet. So you got to let the legal process play its way out. And I'm sure, Dusty, by the time we get to December 9th, somebody will have filed an extension or something, and this thing probably won't take place till after the Super Bowl, right? Like, again, that's kind of how you see things work. And so we may get to that point in time, and they may drop charges. You just don't know what's going to happen from a legal standpoint. That's why if you're thinking about a suspension for Rashee Rice, stop borrowing trouble. Stop worrying about that. That's the team isn't even thinking about that right now. So you got to move on from that. There's one reason and one reason only why they signed Juju Smith-Schuster, a veteran, reliable rotation piece that gives the quarterback a little bit of a peace of mind. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, when you hear those stats or you hear those facts, like nothing had been set in stone, or they had already had their case and date and everything had been pointed out. That's why they're suspended. Rashee Rice is until December 9th. Can't suspend him in the middle of the season. You have to wait till the next calendar season. Kind of takes that one and lowers it. That's why these sort of developing stories take time to kind of get the news out, let it hash in the course. Like we said, the first thing that came to my mind was, does that mean Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore are gone? Does this mean that there is something coming from Rashee Rice? We've just done that conversation. Makes that go down to a little bit more of a subpar conversation. And then the other one is that it's like, let's not overthink this. Like, Juju Smith-Schuster is not coming to this team to be a 900-yard receiver. If he has 350 yards receiving this year, that is a super high win. Mm-hmm. That's not his role anymore. His role, yes. Oh, but his knees are busted. Oh, but Hollywood Brown, is it going to be longer than we thought? No. It's basically,
it's just you made your wide receiver position better.
You've taken fringe wide receivers that you thought might have a chance of making this roster, and now you've said, okay, I'm sorry it didn't work out. We're going to go with something that we know, that we trust, and that is sound over something where it's like, well, I don't know if they've learned or not. And there's people out there that are saying, well, Sky Moore didn't play in Thursday's preseason game. And? Not a lot of people did, but normally if you play like McCole Hardman did and like Kadarius Toney did, yeah, but you know, maybe they already know what Sky Moore is going to be. I'm not saying that he's going to get cut. I'm just saying it merits the question to have into a more conversation with the announcement of Juju Smith-Schuster getting back with the Chiefs.
Yeah, you just give your quarterback somebody more reliable he can rely on. And no matter what position group you're looking at, your job as the general manager is to make those position groups better. And quite honestly, I think that's where Brett Veach excels, better than maybe any other general manager in the NFL. Roster spots, I don't know, let's say 40 to 53 that a lot of people just don't value. They're always looking to make those spots better. You're only as good as the weakest person on your roster. And if the weakest person on your roster is Kadarius Toney, you got some work to do. And it doesn't cost you any money. New England's eating his salary. You're paying the veteran minimum. It's a free player for you this year.
We'll revisit the Juju Smith-Schuster. Max got a couple of questions he wants to ask the text line or the phone line, 913-586-7965. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. That's Mac, Bob, I'm Dusty. This is 96.5 The Fan, and we're your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State athletics.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
6-5, The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.